FMR 91.3 FM Orleans. We are broadcasting from the historic schoolhouse, streaming worldwide to the ships at sea and to somebody saying, man, those sparrows, at WOMR.org. And tonight, it was Bucky's idea because he wanted to bring a friend into the studio. So tonight is not a ukulele program, but a show that has no name. And at the end of the show, sometime during the show, and I'm going to turn on your mic now, Edie Nadelhaft will come up with the name for this episode. Huh. Okay, we have that. Can you? I think we have a good level on your voice there. And Edie is visiting our charming community, and she spared some time. We're going to have a show that has no name. We're going to listen to some music and talk about... I don't know.
Chopped liver.
It's
a great topic.
We're going to start out with the heavy material.
Maybe art. A little bit of art. Music.
Edie is a marvelous painter. I learned the other day that apparently if you compliment somebody, yeah, you're expressing your privilege to judge. Now we can't compliment people anymore.
No, that's good. Yeah. You can compliment me.
I'm going
that's
to compliment
fine.
You. I think Edie is a wonderful living musician, artist. When I first met her in 2008, she was doing Cows and Cherries. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I was transitioning from, I did this whole series of very small monochromatic cow portraits, as in they're just the faces with a flat area of flat color, little bit of a Warhol reference.
Ah, yes. Oh,
you know, but they were all 12 by 12. And then one day I came in the studio, and I don't know what possessed me, but I painted a picture, a close-up in large scale, 36 by 36.
Wow.
Large scale for what the topic was, which was of myself biting into a cherry, but real close, just my... Part of my mouth and the cherry itself and my teeth.
Wow.
And all the lusciousness that
yeah,
entails.
Yeah, of course.
And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. I
don't know what happened.
Well, but that's the thing, right, about being an artist. You don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, you follow it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds kind of cliched, but it's the truth. You know, you just... Well, yeah, I think that's part of being... I don't know, but that is part of the joy of it anyway. You just sort of go like, I'm not exactly sure why I'm doing this, and maybe it'll be horrible, and I won't show it to anybody, but maybe it'll be the thing I do for the next 3 years, which that ended up being.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And now you're doing these, I mean, you have quite a variety, but the eyes are killing me.
Not unrelated. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So I painted the... cherry biters, I call them. These giant pictures of myself biting into a cherry, and there's like cherry flesh. And I mean, they're very sensual, not so much sexy as like they were about the sensation of the visceral sensation of not eating, but biting into a really good Bing cherry in the way, you know, you crunch it in your teeth and it just feels great. And the taste and everything about it. And it looks a little crazy up close. I mean, they can. I mean, some people thought they were sexy, but I was like, oh, they're a little Dexter, if you ask me. sort of towards the end of the series, I was...
And now you've effectively ruined...
Now I've ruined them. Fortunately, I've stopped making them, so nobody... And whoever owns them, I'm sorry.
I have a piece of Arcana about the Bing cherry. Jackson Lambert was a Provincetown artist, and you've seen many of his works.
Yep.
And his wife, Carmen... I was from California. She was a dancer and went to the USO in World War II. But their gardener, her wealthy family in California, their gardener was a Japanese man, and his last name was Bing. This is the story they told me. It's like, and so this guy came over, and he brought the cherries with him, and that's where the Bing cherries started.
Seriously?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
According to the
That sounds like it might not be true, but I like it. I knew a man whose first name was Bing.
Yeah, Crosby?
No.
No?
No, he was a.
And I'll never be.
Is.
Able to, I'll never be able to know that.
What? Whether it's true or yeah. not? Do you need to?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I live in fallacy.
We all do.
You know,
it's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, when I was working on the last cut one, I started getting very engaged in the skin texture of the flick. So I do these things where I think every time I start working on something, I think I trick myself into doing things that are very difficult, complicated, and
yeah.
arduous.
Sure.
Because I think, oh, that's just a very clear, simple image. There's you know, and graphically, it sort of is. There are
right.
big swaths of from a abstract perspective, it's a big red piece and then a dark piece. And then, you know, the canvas is sectioned in ways that look sort of, if you blurred it, it mm-hmm. would just be like, you know, my skin tone, a corner of like that, and then it's red and then it's black and then, it, you know, but anyway, it's all extremely, every little bit of it
yeah.
is very detailed, which I, you know, again,
so
I...
So you fool yourself yeah. intentionally?
No, absolutely not. I'm an idiot. No. It's always like this. It's like, damn, this is hard. But
here we are.
And here we are. And then, so I started painting the skin, and I was like, wow, that's amazing. That's very interesting stuff. And I'm very interested in the wow. physical world and sensation. They were all... A lot of my work is about physicality.
Okay.
You know, I don't paint figures, but I do paint senses, if you will.
Sure.
And about what it feels like to exist in a physical body, in a finite physical body, I might add, because that is always sort of like incomprehensible yeah. aspect of being alive, I
yeah.
think, for most of us.
For most humans, yeah.
And then the other sort of through line is the impact of digital culture on our existence. So I started painting skin, but just the inside of my hands with the very close up. They're like, what you call an all over.
So you're not, your hand isn't the canvas, the hand is the subject.
Yeah, okay. And it's like what you would, if it was an abstraction, you would call it an all over painting, as in there, because there's no body contour, there's no, it's just the surface of the skin and all the details that it fills the frame completely.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, you'd be like, well, what is that? It's very realistic. It's not, you wouldn't wonder what it is,
right.
but you can't pinpoint it on the body. And at the time, that was around 2010 and moving forward, and I was something that became much more prominent in the last few years, but was noticing sort of the, not disappearance, but the kind of the disappearance of touch.
Well,
in a digital, increasingly
yeah,
digital culture.
Exactly.
And then,
exactly.
of course, eventually, fast forward. So I painted skin, hands,
yeah.
fingertips, and my palms mostly.
Sure.
They were all square. These were all square canvases.
Yeah.
And then I went and painted the ocean for a while in exactly the same way, just like the surface,
those,
as if you were looking
paintings.
Right down into it. Kind of via Selmans, but
your,
on canvas.
I'm going to mention the Instagram now in case... In case. What's the address? ED?
It's ETIENADELHAF. As in Frank, T as in Tom.
As in Frank.
ED Nadelhaft. It's at ED Nadelhaft.
So if you have an Instagram machine handy and you have an Instagram thing, not to advertise, but if you go on there, Edie puts on a lot of her stuff and the eyes are crazy.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get to that even. I'm just going on and on here.
That's
sorry.
What we're here for, baby.
Yeah.
Should we play our first song?
Sure.
That you chose and that Maddie put together? I'm going to hit a few buttons, and I think we're starting out with Dr. John, but would you like to say something about it?
When I was in high school, I was a weirdo, and I listened to this whole record quite a lot.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. It's not really,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
No weirder than some other people.
There.
DK,
okay.
Go on. I love Dr. John.
Okay, let's see if it's going
to all his weird, and particularly this record, because it's very strange.
Please play. Please play. He's not playing. So... Oh, maybe that's it. Okay. I hear. Oh, look at that. There it is. Please play. What am I doing wrong? Can you sing it for us?
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do everyone a favor and not do that.
Oh, there, I see what I did. I had it on.
Some mute. People think they jive me, but I know they must be crazy. don't see their misfortune if they just lazy. Je suis a grand zombie, my yellow belt of Charizard. Ain't afraid of no tomcat, fill my brains with poison. Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of their rope. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu. Out my coffin, drink poison in my chalice. Pride begins to fade, and y'all feel my malice. Put Gregory on your doorstep, soon you'll be in the gutter. Melt your heart like butter, and I can make you stutter. Think about a corn, may kill it, corn, corn. Walk on, kill the splinter. Walk on, may kill it, corn, corn. Walk on, kill the splinter. Gonna give the spinners. We're gonna give the spinners.
I'm Ali Fan and a cold sand long. Sell out the crabbles on the brow. Pile and a mile and man, 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 too. Un pobre diablo crank on the road. Pile and mile and man, 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 man.
We're going to fade that out. That must be young Dr. John.
Very
right?
young. When he was the voodoo king.
Can you hear me? There we go. Yes. The voodoo. So you know more about him, of course, than I do, which is why.
The Gri-Gri man, as he calls himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. I think he might have been very high. So was I, though.
Were you?
Well, when I first heard that. Although I heard that, I learned of that song.
So it didn't feel long when you first heard
it? Not at all. I love to listen to it in the studio because it takes forever to. I don't have to touch anything to, move forward.
That's why I'm envious of the classical DJs and the. Because they can press play and they can go out and play a couple of card games and.
Have another career, come back. Still on.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Good. Still there.
I used to do lighting design at university, and I remember there was one lighting change that I could actually leave the board and go outside. And So why that song? What does that song bring back to you, or where did it
start?
It's
funny because I really did listen to that stuff when I was in high school, and there was this really long Dwayne Allman anthology record, which was a compilation of songs that he had played on. I think I was much after his death when I was hearing this. He was not somebody on my radar when I was too young for that, when he was actually live. But that song, the Allman Brothers do that song, and it's very different.
They do this song you just heard.
It's not nearly as creepy, but I love creepy. but that I think is how I first came to this. And similarly, things like I found the Temptations through the Rolling Stones. You know, my Ain't Too Proud to Brag is on.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's sort of.
I think I would never have found as Temptations if I would have had to have.
It's Only Rock and Roll is great.
If the road to the Temptations had to go through the Rolling Stones, I would never have learned about the Temptations.
Okay.
I'm sure, because
you're not a fan.
They just
it's a bit much, but
I don't know.
Anyway, I like to listen. I
hope nobody's taking this personally, and I'm sure nobody is.
Oh, the hate mail, it's piling up.
Even though it's electronic, we can't
get out of the room now already.
Now, you have a local connection. I mean, you're in Provincetown, and you come every year.
I do.
We've known each other since 2008.
Yes.
And when I go to the city, you are a wonderful hostess. We're going to a club at midnight. You want to join us? It's at 122nd Street. And you showed me your studio, which is it's a work of art in itself.
I'm trying to remember the last time you were there. You've not been there since the plague.
The last time I was there, it was January, I think, 2019. I was staying at a friend's apartment in Brooklyn.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I was just starting to work on the Irises then.
And you were saying when we were listening to the music that, to me, it looks like, I mean, you weren't saying... You were saying that it's linear, which was a surprise to me.
It's not linear; might be the wrong word, but these paintings, groups of paintings, or series, or topics, stem from each other. So I painted the skin first. I was entrapped by my lip, the striations and stuff on my lip. Again, thinking I'm making a much more simple composition, and then all of a sudden I'm wrapped up in this incredibly almost Byzantine kind of imagery. And then I made that the entire canvas, and that was like, oh, this is relentless. There's no...
And how big is the entire canvas?
Well, I've done them. Some of them are the skin paintings are 6 feet, you know, not all of them, but then I did one that was 6 feet by 54 by 72, and each panel, it's paneled 18-inch squares, and they each one are just 100% skin.
It's like Cockney when he did his portraits of the valleys in England. They were huge.
Yeah. But oh yeah, yeah.
Did you start out doing huge works? I mean,
actually, I did huge works when I was in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Actually, can I just tell people what you're listening? Tell our listener what you're listening. Well, anyhow, blah. It's August in Provincetown, and the power of speech is
leaving.
Yes. So we are doing a show that has no name, and our charming guest is Edie Nadelhaft, and she is an artist, and she's brought in some music to listen to, and we're listening to Edie talk about her art and all sorts of things, and we're putting off talking about the thing we really want to talk
right.
about. We'll talk about that after the next song, I think. And I interrupted you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know where you were?
Sort of. well, no, so what you were saying that you didn't see necessarily the through line from one
yeah.
body. So I painted the ocean for a while from the same perspective as the skin, just sort of like 100% filling the frame.
Right.
And then at the but just before, and I, in the meantime, I've also done landscapes that are at night or in the
those are haunting.
And that's also, so they're called the Night Tripper, and that's why that record is so come back to me.
But those are haunting, those highway paintings.
I love
of,
that play. See, to me, that's so comforting.
Oh, no, I say haunting is a good word.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that doesn't leave you.
Oh, good.
No, I mean it in a very... I'm showing my privilege by complimenting you on your work using a word that is diachromatic.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm just pulling it
over.
I may
have to look that up.
It may not exist. I invent words all the time. We know for sure that we have a listener in Montreal tonight, in Saint-Lambert. Hi, Rob. Shall we go to another piece of music? Because I think I have the technology under control.
Okay.
This one is called White Horse Hook. Would you like to say anything about it, or shall
yeah? And it's called that. It's an instrumental. Let's see, alt country dream pop, I think, is the way I would describe it.
I got to write that down.
I may have those terms mixed up, but it's yes.
Dream country alt pop.
No, it's dream pop. It's alt country dream pop, but and it's a. Instrumental with pedal steel being taking the part of like what would be a human voice, and and Quiet Cowboy is the name of the artist.
Yes,
and it was conceived largely here, and that is why it is called the White Horse when we were staying there.
At the White Horse Inn.
Exactly.
Wow, I hear it's a nice place.
Yeah, lovely.
Okay, so here it comes. That file didn't work, so I'm going to... It's something I did wrong, I think. So I'm going to find it another place. Is it okay if we... go back and listen to this one. What are we listening to now? Do you hear music? Oh, that's coming from outside.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one, can we talk about that and then put it on?
Sure. What is it? Is it Aretha?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just go right into it and then... What the hell is going on? Okay. Welcome to Community Radio. Here we go. I'm going to give it a try.
Ooh.
There's no time. Like on... The file doesn't exist. The title is there.
Ah.
I sent that by email. White Cowboy. So let's see if I can find it.
Okay. That's what I feel now.
What it is.
Oh, Bucky's going to help me get through the confusion here. Programming on WOMR is underwritten by Bubula's by the Bay on Commercial Street in Provincetown. Conveniently located in the center of it all, with water views and ringside seating for the colorful street scene, Bubula's offers fresh seafood, al fresco dining, craft cocktails, and an extensive wine list. There's more information online at bubulas.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into a bakery shop and there are so many beautiful choices? All kinds of interesting and unexpected treats, just like jazz music on the Baker's Dozen. Each show includes a Baker's Dozen selection to highlight a featured artist or instrument, sound or style, plus the tried and true vocalists you know and love, as well as lesser known but equally talented contemporary singers and groups. You'll hear a sampling of big band and instrumental sounds, a bit of Latin, and always something new to your ears. Join me, Ann McDermott, for the Baker's Dozen. Every other Tuesday evening from 5 to 8 p.m., some sweet and unexpected jazz is in store for you.
The tall ship, now Trinidad, will dock at Provincetown's McMillan Pier on Tuesday, August 29th, and it'll be open for public tours through September 3rd. The original Nao Trinidad was the flagship of the Magellan Elcano expedition, the first sailing expedition around the world, between 1519 and 1522. Captained by Ferdinand Magellan, the voyage opened new routes connecting continents and oceans. The historically accurate reconstruction of the Nao Trinidad, which includes three masts and a bowsprit, was completed in 2018. By whom? I cannot say. While docked in Provincetown, the Nao Trinidad replica will welcome visitors from 10 a.m. to 8 a.m. 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day in port at the McMillan Pier. If you'd like to get more information about that, please go online at ptowntourism.com. Children are playing outside. And there we go. One more to speak to you about. There's that Tom Waits song, Children Are Playing in Our Front Yard. This program is made possible by members like you and sustaining members like Barb and Bill Hill, Stephanie Helm, Woody and Marge, Robert Johnson and Catherine Alford, and John Frischkopf. You too can become a sustaining member of WOMR for as little as $15 a month. For more information, please call us at 508-487-2619. If you'd like, you could visit our website for details on how to donate solar metering credits to help us meet our energy needs. And we are in studio with living artist Edie Nadelhaft, who is telling us about her progression from cows to cherries to skin to ocean.
To eyeballs.
I figured out how to play White Horse Hook. Should we put that on? Do you want to
Sure.
Shall we hear it?
Not that we didn't love Aretha, but that was not what I was talking about.
You said I had to say this. We were talking about our fan devotion to Aretha, and she had three different outfits for the viewing after her demise.
That's so just so good.
Okay, so here is some Quiet Cowboy. So this is a brand new band.
It sure is. This music was all conceived and recorded remotely between a duo.
Oh.
One of half of Quiet Cowboy is Ron Raymond, full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
My husband.
Your husband.
My best buddy.
Yeah. And he likes to go bass fishing when he's here.
He does. Yeah. He does. But they collaborated, never ever having been in the same room as each other, because they met during the lockdown via a musician's community.
Oh.
Kind of. There are these groups. There's one in Nashville and there's one in
LA. So they didn't
LA.
Even know each other
they
before
didn't know
the
each
lockdown.
Other. And wow. then these groups would do, you know, they're professional organizations that do in-person meetings.
Mm-hmm.
One in Nashville, one in LA. People in all kinds of, you know, aspects of the music industry. And then obviously during lockdown, absolutely everybody was doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So they started doing these things online, and Ron met Michael Chacone, who's the other half of Quiet Cowboy, and they started collaborating on this stuff. And it's just wonderful. It's very, it's alt country dream pop marvelousness.
I'm confident that when I press play,
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, how dreamy is that? How dreamy is that?
Dreamy.
That is The White Horse Hook by Quiet Cowboy, Ron on lap steel, who has performed at the Muse here.
Yes.
Let me turn that off so that we don't get something else that there. And I know this is the thing. You shouldn't talk when the mic is off because now we've got nothing to say to you. No, that's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true. We were talking about Bucky. You were saying you have, you've seen Bucky.
I have. In this plane. On this plane.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I should say what's coming up. It's Out There with DJ Fred. And if you're accustomed to DJ Fred, you know that you're not at all accustomed to DJ Fred. There's always going to be splashes and surprises. We don't know who he's celebrating tonight, but at 9 o'clock for 3 hours will be DJ Fred, just for you. And then tomorrow morning at 6:30, Chuck Cole welcomes you into the day and with the LeMay's method. The first light with Chuck Cole, and you can sit and you don't even have to crawl out from under your covers. He'll just welcome you into the day. So when you were planning to come to Provincetown, you asked me if there was anything I could bring you from the city. That's what you said. Can I bring you anything from the city? Do you think we can do it?
Well, I'll give it a go.
Okay. So I thought it was a crazy idea, but I said, and this may sound, it is, of course, a plug, but I said, Russ and Daughters. And you said, okay, so just tell me what you want. So I copied and pasted from the menu.
Yep.
And it was a weird menu, but I copied and pasted and I sent it to you. And what happened next?
Well, you prefaced your list with, this is ridiculous.
Well, it felt crazy to have some nosh come in from New York.
Well, first of all, I live, I can hit Russ and Daughters with a baseball from where I live. So it's not like it was difficult.
Right, okay.
And I didn't think it was an odd request until I started reading the list. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, there's some things on here. I don't know what they are, but that's fine. I'll just look them up. And then I'm getting down the list, and I'm like, oh, maybe you can't bring the soup. That would be inconvenient.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, there was some chopped liver. So it was. I just want to say, like, to look at the email, it was pasted pieces of it It was in a number of different fonts because there was part of it that you had written.
Yes.
Part of it you had pasted, and possibly something that had been forwarded from a friend. So it was, it was visually complicated, but I understood why the menu stuff.
Yes.
Was as is. But so there are numbers. And I'm thinking, okay, roll mops. I'm not sure what that is, but okay, she wants two of those. And, or where was a number? I don't remember the number. And then I get down to I'm starting to see these numbers. I'm like, oh, I don't understand.
Wait. So roll mops and then two.
Something like that. Yeah. And then, or it might have been 11. It was 11.
It was 11.
I don't know, because I don't know what that is. Maybe that's fine. You know, whatever. It didn't even occur to me until I get down the bottom and it says chopped liver 22 pound.
Yeah.
Each one of these things
had the LV
either
after.
Per piece or per pound.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it didn't say per pound. It just said 22 pounds.
Yeah.
So
I'm
going, wow, okay. I am a person. I think I've told you this. I don't break promises.
Yes.
I'm very judicious about making commitments because if I say I will do something, I will do something.
And your initial offer was I could bring you a carriage horse.
Yeah, I said I'd bring anything that would fit into a car. So I feel like I need to say that, qualify it with that. So in case you ask me for a carriage horse, because that's not going to work.
Oh, right.
You know, so I see this and I'm thinking, I'm starting to get a little anxious because I was like, wait, 22 pounds of chopped liver? What? How will I keep it cold? And I didn't even consider how much it would cost. And then I started to write you an email saying, I'm a little confused by the numbers here. Do you really want 22 pounds? And then halfway through the email, I'm like, oh.
In real time.
In real time. Like, that's the price per pound listed on the menu.
What does she want? 22
what
pounds
would she be doing
of chopped?
I had so many questions. How? Why? Why was the big one?
Why?
Why?
What sort of party is she having?
What is this? Is this a funeral? Is this a
And why only 16 Hamantaschen?
Right? Yeah. I know. I'm yeah, like,
of all the chopped liver,
right.
People not going to want dessert?
No dessert? This is kind of a harsh party.
She's not a very good hostess. Right? That's all I know.
No crackers. Anyway,
so we
cleared that up. I was ready to buy a very big cooler, I want to say. I was really trying to figure out how I can make that happen. For real.
And we got some smoked sturgeon for friends and Wellfleet. You're listening to something that you haven't heard before, but it is Edie Nadelhaft in the studio talking to us about art and
chopped liver
and Russ and Daughters. She's in from New York to visit Provincetown, and she's giving us a show that has no name. Have you come up with a title yet?
Oh, no.
It's okay. You don't got to until the final minutes. Okay, we have another song. Shark Smile?
Yeah, Big Thief.
That's the name of the band?
The band is called Big Thief.
Okay. You'll talk about it afterwards,
no,
yeah?
This is something else I listen to college radio when I'm working because it's easier than trying to make a playlist tonight.
Oh, so do you always have music on in the studio?
No,
when you're
no, there are certain kinds of work. But, you know, like when I'm doing these really complicated things, when I'm first getting into something where I have to really focus on an intellectual level, I can't listen to anything. But then eventually, when I get to a certain place within the process, I guess.
Now, do you lay out the image in your mind, or do you do a drafting of it before you do the painting?
I don't. It's a super pain in the ass, but I can't really do that. I dive right in. So I make the worst that I'm currently doing. So I'm doing two back and forth between these two series sort of concurrently for a number of years. They're the Night Tripper paintings that we were talking about.
Yeah.
And then the iris paintings, which are huge.
And are they somebody's eye?
Oh, yes. So they are portraits. They're sort of, it comes down to like an unconventional type of portraiture. Mm-hmm. They are...
It'd be funny if you started getting commissions for that. Like
no, it would be a nightmare.
Oh.
But the way that works is I make their oil on shaped canvas, so they're round, and that is
round, like round around, or they have a curve.
Both,
yes,
but mostly they're just round.
Okay,
you know they happen to be beveled because that was I found that somewhere, but that's just a what they are is they when I pretty much everything I do is mm-hmm. tightly cropped to whatever it is. Like I'm very single minded. It's like this is not this and this.
Right.
For instance, when I painted the cows, I would digitally remove the flies because that's two things. It's a cow and a fly. Now that's too.
But that's
stupid.
No. It's purity.
But thank you. Nice of you to say. But anyway, I try to. Yeah, I'm interested in the thing.
I'm nothing if not encouraging.
Right? I'm only interested in the thing that I've chosen to work on. So so the iris paintings are again without any context, similar to the skin and the mouse.
Right.
There's no. But they're very detailed portraits of individuals whom I ambush in my studio and put a big, huge lens in their face. And this can might happen to you because I brought that camera with me.
Well,
and they're all women.
If my eyes are open this week, I'll be happy to.
Yeah.
Well, they're all women.
Be careful what you wish for. Anyway, yes.
But this is the thing. I never wish for anything, not even in my mind. If I hear myself wishing in my mind, I turn it back immediately because...
Yes. Power of suggestion.
Well, and also the price. You know, you wish for something.
Ah, the lantern.
It's a story I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
But it's... It's not just Oscar Wilde. It's a deeply held superstition that I don't want to...
I look forward to hearing about that. We'll put a pin in that.
I've never understood what that means, put a pin in it.
It's an annoying,
I know
like,
what it means, but what does it mean? Like, are you putting a...
Like a bush pin, I think.
But you're not...
You're tacking something up on a board out of the play, the area where you're actually focusing right now.
I thought it had
now.
To do with butterflies.
I do not think so. But... That's horrible, but not that kind of pin. Not a pin through your dead, beautiful body kind of pin.
So many monarchs this week.
Yeah,
I just painted
a monarch in the pupil of one of my
Wait.
Irises.
You paint a monarch in the pupil?
Yeah. So anyway, they're portraits.
I got to get back on your Instagram and see what's going on.
So these are portraits of individual women, people that I know or have asked, you know, and they are framed. They're round, so they're tightly cropped. It's just the iris. There's no eye around it, and there's no. They're not really eyeballs. That's just easier way to say it. But yes. And they're framed in fussy gold leaf.
Yes,
and they are. That was inspired by a trip to. I saw a right before the pandemic. I saw this show of Chaim Soutine's work.
Oh, I don't know that name.
Oh, it's like.
How do you spell it?
C-H, I'm going to get this wrong, A-I-M.
Chaim, yeah.
S-O-U-T-I-N-E, that part I'm sure of.
Okay.
So Soutine painted these very kind of, they were in some ways quite pedestrian imagery, but really like punk.
And what's his era?
Late 1800s.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But they were so visceral and modern in the execution. There's the big gobs of paint, and there sometimes it's meat hanging in windows of shops.
Oh, yeah.
And they're actually kind of they're brutal and and so beautiful, but harsh in a way. But very very valuable at this time.
Okay.
And as many dead white Frenchmen are, but in his case, and in many of their cases, deservedly so. Sad to say that. But I saw this work at a museum in New York, and it was a lovely show, but it wasn't lovely, that's the wrong word, but it was stunning, and it really made an impression on me. But one of the things that really made an impression on me was the way the pictures were framed, which is because these are valuable paintings.
Yes.
They are, in fact, and they were framed in these heavy, like kick in the teeth gold frames, like this is important.
That's
this is that, you know, it's a sort of a way of presenting artwork.
And that was how they came through history. It wasn't the museum.
That's how they are now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I mean they were all on loan. It wasn't a show of artworks for sale. So this is how, you know, if you see a Monet, it is in a big heavy gold frame, and the subtext, which is in my opinion not subtle, is that this is a valuable thing.
But I used to be a framer, and physically, it also protects it.
Yes, but the style of frame.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but what I mean is,
but what was
a 6-inch deep gold brocade frame, you're less likely to put your elbow through the painting.
Absolutely. But at this point in history, modern painting is generally
that
not...
That was an inane thing to add to your
not necessarily framed that way. It made an impression. I almost wanted to laugh because it seemed like so heavy-handed way of...
Yes, yeah.
I don't think that's deliberately, consciously the message, but that was what I took away from it. And I thought...
That's something to think about. I like that.
I started framing... I made these paintings and I framed them as a way of... referencing the value placed on art right now and on certain individuals, as well as value and recognition and withheld from certain individuals.
Right.
And this is, you know, why all the pictures are of women. It's sort of a lot. It's multifaceted. It's like this is somebody, first of all, women often looked at. Now they are looking at you. Very literally.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Looking at you, looking at them, and
there,
and it also references. This is a little convoluted. I don't know. It's absolutely the truth. And as I talk about it, I feel like it's not. It isn't convoluted because it's actually what I think about and why I am doing this. But it's a lot of backstory. But
You have a lot of time to think while you're choosing the colors.
Yeah, I mean, I started painting the irises because they were this. I mean, in the same way I start doing anything, it came from something I was doing before, and then it turned out to be very. They were self portraits for the longest time because
of your own.
I'm
eye.
Always around.
You were always around.
Like all the
all the great artists
Cherry Biter.
All your skin.
Exactly. I don't have to involve other people. I don't have to wait for them. I don't have to talk to them while they. Are uncomfortable in my studio and all
that. Right, right.
But and then the pandemic happened, and it was like, oh, how convenient. I'll just keep painting pictures of my sad self in my studio alone with my existential
dread. And you just keep doing it. It's
remarkable. And then as soon as that the basically after vaccines happened, I started inviting other people, and that's when I started really thinking, oh, this is interesting. I'm not going to make them all women, you know.
That's very. I would never have drawn that conclusion.
Yeah, no, it's a thing that's kind of like a little like Easter egg, if you will. You don't see it, but if you find it,
if you
like,
know it, you know
neat.
It.
Oh, cool.
So I'm looking at the time, and I think we have. Oh, did I just? What did I erase?
Did you erase Shark's Mouth? Or did you play it?
No, wait, yeah. I can find it again. I can find it again. I think
you
I can.
You can play Wet Leg instead if you want.
I think I can.
That's Dr. John.
Yeah, we don't. Hi, Dr. John. No, so we're well equipped to play Shark Smile. It's 5-2. So we have a choice between Shark Smile and Wet Dream. You can only play one of them.
You want to play Wet Leg or Big Thief? This is the lightning round.
I don't know any of these songs. This is why I do this show, because people come on with music and they speak about music in a way I'm not familiar with, and they bring on music that I don't know.
Oh, so it's
a very selfish idea. I mean, you can talk all you want, but I'm going to listen to your
music. I
intimidated
you with annoying text messages about Wet Leg long ago. So let's go with Big Thief.
Okay, it says Wet Dream.
Oh, that's Wet Leg, so that's fine.
Okay. So, nothing but the pros here.
It's a song.
This is how the pros do it.
Wet Dream by Wet Leg.
Okay. So, have you come up with a title for the program?
Is it just like, does it have to be two words or something?
No. It could be 17 words.
Do you want technology is not, it's not all it's cracked up to be.
That's the title. Technology is not all it's cracked up to be. And your work is not technology at all, right?
Well, that's actually not true, because these paintings of the irises,
oh, yeah?
They're biometric portraits.
What does that mean?
That means that they're paintings of biometric data. So you know how you can unlock your phone with your finger? This is how they came from the skin, by the way, because I was painting the fingertips and the skin and the hands, and then people now will use their fingerprints and their iris scans. These are not retinal scans, because that's a whole other level that I can't do. By the way, I'm not putting anybody's real biometric data out there.
I started to shiver. Yeah.
Yes, you should worry. No. But they are stuff that I was interested in. You know, it's beautiful. It's very trippy. It's very psychedelic. But it's also some stuff that people are making available to big corporations without a lot of reckless faith in technology.
Oh, even
that
better.
Is better.
That's the title.
But that's it. You know, reckless. So you're putting your fingerprint out to open your phone, and actually these things, people think that is a higher level of security, and it is for sure, but it's also, I found out you can hack that. It's not good.
Really?
Yeah. And that's, but I just. It,
breaking
it,
news on WOMR.
It makes me uncomfortable to think about my personal. That's extremely personal information.
Well, these
get
these,
more personal what are
these,
than that.
Things were like. When you find out who your family is.
Oh, yeah, this
like
insane.
Genome 21 or something?
Yeah, 23 and me.
There it is. Yeah,
yeah, no
so
thanks.
Here's $50 and
here's
all of
everything
these,
you ever need to
but
know
But let's
about
not
me.
End on that note.
All right.
But we do have reckless faith.
Reckless faith in technology.
And so we have Woo-hoo! Just enough time for, what can you tell us about this song?
Oh, it's not the big hit.
Okay, this is
it's not Chez Long. That's what I can tell you.
Oh, that was a fun summer.
Yeah, but this is the same album.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you for coming all this way to be on WOMR.
Thank you for not wanting 22 pounds of chopped liver.
What is she doing with
that? What is wrong with her?
I've never once seen her eat chopped liver.
That sounds horrible.
Maybe she's making a sculpture.
That's great.
We're just going to talk a little until I hide future errors. Ta-ta, ta-ta-ta. Your input can't be opened.
See what I said?
Yeah,
technology.
Exactly. So we're just going to have to sing it out. Let's see if Shark Smile will play.
That's good.
Because sharks.
This is another creepy song about a car accident.
Good night.
shark smile.